Vince Colanay is alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning. Joining us right now is James Rosen from the Fox News Channel. He is the Chief Washington Correspondent. James, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning?
Great to be back with you, Mary, and welcome, Vince, to the program.
James, thank you very much.
I'm sure you're aware of the tradition that was followed by your predecessors strictly, whereby for each new guest that you interview on the program in your new capacity, you're responsible for buying them lunch at the Palm and cigars afterward.
That sounds like such a great idea. Hold me to that. We'll do chicken parmesan at the Palm. That sounds fantastic. Thank you.
That was a good move, by the way.
I'm here to help.
Yeah. James, let's talk about your piece of talking about Pentagon investigators with the finding security risks in a government program that recruits immigrants to join the military with the promise of a citizenship at the end of it. It's called the Military Accessions Vital to the National Interest, or MAVNI. Tell us basically what this program does.
So this was a program, MAVNI, that was created in the last weeks of the Bush-Cheney administration, but it was actually launched effectively by the Obama administration. And since 2009, some 10,000 individuals, foreign-born and immigrants, have joined the U.S. Armed Forces through this program, selected for their special skill sets in languages and technical skills and so forth that are deemed by the Pentagon to be useful and in short supply, and in exchange received expedited paths to citizenship. And it's produced many success stories. It's helped us catch terrorists. The Army's 2012 Soldier of the Year was a MAVNI recruit originally from Nepal. But in recent months, lawmakers have begun to develop profound concerns about the security associated with MAVNI. And what I was able to do was break for Fox News on a special report with Brett Baer earlier this week, which airs weeknights at 6 p.m., an exclusive story reporting that the Pentagon's Inspector General has spent 15 months investigating MAVNI, starting in May of 2016 and producing a classified report, still classified, in June of this year, which was evaluating the various services' compliance with the rules for security reviews and monitoring. And what lawmakers on three committees, including House Intel, Armed Services, and Homeland Security, told me was that there are now profound concerns about potential foreign infiltration of this program, that potentially some MAVNI recruits are now unaccounted for. It's a real problem, and I think you'll see it gaining greater congressional attention soon.
James, it seems, based on your reporting, that the concern of foreign infiltration is not one just of generalities, but of specifics. Do you have any sense that they are aware that espionage was going on within the ranks of the military, or are they being evasive enough that they're just saying it's a general concern right now?
Well, so keep in mind, again, that the report that the Pentagon Inspector General produced in June remains entirely classified. But, for example, Congressman Steve Russell, Republican of Oklahoma, a retired Army officer who sits on the House Armed Services Subcommittee on Military Personnel, told me that the lack of discipline in the implementation of this program, MAVNI, has created real problems elsewhere. That's as specific as he would say. But in a congressional markup by the House Armed Services Committee, in public session of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Bill, the annual spending bill for the military that was conducted in June, and you can find this and watch it on C-SPAN, Congressman Russell at that time was the first to sound the alarm, talking about how the military was close to suspending this program due to fears of foreign infiltration. And indeed, MAVNI is now suspended from accepting new applications.
I noticed in your piece, and you just mentioned it now, missing enrollees. Are these people who are still in the military? How do you lose members of the military?
It's unclear, but another lawmaker, in fact, the lawmaker that alerted me to all of this, told me that the Pentagon has not answered the following questions, even though the Pentagon has provided at least one classified briefing to lawmakers on this in the last month and a half. This lawmaker's questions consisted of, where are these people? Where are they serving? What do they know? And what are their numbers? So we really don't know if it's 2 people, 10 people, or what have you. And again, we want to emphasize that MAVNI has been a real success story in many respects. But what I'm told the problems are here have been that, for example, there was a backlog of vetting cases and people were being enrolled prior to the completion of their background checks. As well, the purpose of the program, which was to tap into specialized skill sets among foreign populations, has drifted somewhat, and that some MADNI recruits being hired were simply being hired as cooks and drivers and mechanics and that sort of thing.
Ugh. Well, this is especially important because, as you point out, you interviewed General Jack Keane, and he pointed out that ISIS is always looking for opportunities, among others, to migrate into places where they want to take advantage. And it seems that the U.S., if we're going to have a vulnerability, this is definitely one of them and absolutely deserving of attention. James, thank you at least for being on this story. I know Mary wants to ask you about another topic.
I just wanted to ask you about this grand jury that has been impaneled in this Russia probe. We keep hearing, Charles Krauthammer said it last night, this is an investigation in search of a crime as opposed to investigating a specific crime. Do we have the right to know what the crime is that is being investigated by this grand jury?
No. Generally speaking, the details of investigations, including broad thematic subjects, as well as details of who's being interviewed and so forth, and what kind of evidence is being collected, generally that remains private in the lifespan of an investigation, unless you are a target of it, at which I believe as a legal matter, at some point, prosecutors are obligated to inform you that you are now a target of investigation. When, with respect to Dr. Krauthammer's observation that this is a scandal in search of a crime, he has a point in that Watergate, to which this is endlessly being compared, sometimes aptly and sometimes not, was like an old episode of Columbo, which always began with you being able to see a crime being committed, perhaps by hands of some unknown character. And then the rest of the drama consisted of finding out where authority for that crime resided, or culpability. But here, it's true that the only crime that's on the books, it would seem, would be the leaking of the information from the classified dossiers on Kislyak, Flynn, perhaps Jeff Sessions, and now, of course, these transcripts of the president's conversations with world leaders. But in terms of an actual collusion between the Trump campaign and the Kremlin, Krauthammer is quite correct that as yet no actual crime has been established.
All right, James Rosen, the chief Washington correspondent at the Fox News Channel and soon to be lunch diner at the Palm. Thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
Yeah.
This is a James and Vince thing, Mary?
No, actually, Vince, I'm not coming unless Mary shows.
Oh, God,
this
conditions
well
to this?
Well played,
I'm
James.
Losing a
well
lot
played.
Of money today. All right, thanks, James, very much for
well,
stopping
guys,
by.
See you at the Palm.